You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
All right, everybody. Do ya.
All together.
Darren, do ya.
Yeehaw!
Your long little doggy. Good day. Sounds like good morning, Vietnam. Welcome to another off-the-road, on-the-road version of Dave's Corner Garage on a great weekend here in the Big Smoke. Everybody's getting, let's see, you've survived Black Friday.
Yes.
And then Monday is Cyber Monday.
And it's going to snow tomorrow.
So today we're going to call it Sailin Saturday.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, did
Sail
you like?
Sail on, sailor, sailor.
Sailin.
And we're going to talk about, speaking of OTR, you know what OTR stands for, too.
Off the record.
And off the road.
Oh, off the road.
Which is usually where you end up when you're going around a corner.
That's funny, Al.
You know, if you know how to drive, you don't really need winter tires, eh?
So they say.
We're going to try to dispel those rumors yes. today. We're going to talk about all kinds of issues about tires. Well, Darren is here, of course. They've got some new tires. They've got some older tires that have been working great for years. But important that you do need winter tires. And you know what? If you've got a theory on why you don't need them, give us a call. We'd like to hear your lame excuse.
Because there really is ongoing debate whether, well, you know, I can get through it in the city in the wintertime because all seasons are fine, right, Darren? They'll get me through it.
Yeah, you do hear that from time to time. And ultimately, if you're not driving hardly at all, you might be able to get away with them.
But it's risky business.
It's risky, yeah. You don't know what you're going to deal with from day to day in Canada, right,
yeah,
with the weather.
We call it three-season tires. Or a lot of seasons, but yeah, certainly yeah. not a four seasons.
Three season for sure. Yeah, spring, fall, and summer.
Yeah, and the second half of the show, we're going to have Dave McLean calling in. He's got all kinds of new information about the auto show, which is coming up in February.
Yeah, some good, and they got a great thing going on with to raise money for prostate cancer, too. So
exactly, you can win a car. It's amazing. That car looks so hot.
While you're getting ready to call in, talk about your tires, should I get them on now? Do you have winter tires, or do you have all seasons or no tires at all? We welcome your calls throughout the entire hour.
Fred Flintstone had big stones on his car. Eh? I kind of wonder how good they grip.
Barney! And don't forget, today is the last weekend. It's going to do with Black Friday or Cyber Monday. It's just basic giveaway stuff.
Yes.
Go to DavesCornerGarage.com and you have a chance to win a set of Sailin tires, winter tires, all four of them, plus a full application to get spritzed. Mm-hmm. By Crown, and also a car generator, the dry version, courtesy of Jonathan Schlue. So that is today. It ends sort of on Monday, and then we make the draw this time next week.
All right, exciting. And Dave will be back.
Well, if he gets, you know, if he doesn't
provided his plane
much.
Has winter tires on it tomorrow and it's coming down in Pearson, you know.
But you think they'll be doing some de-icing because we were in Scotland a few weeks ago, and we're on the tarmac for an hour and a half. This is Scotland.
Right.
And Air Transat, God bless them, say, all right, we have to sit in the tarmac for the next hour and a half. Why? Because the runways were too wet. We're all looking at each other going, this is Scotland, for God's sakes.
They use single malt for spraying the wings down or what?
Well, we actually managed to get into some single malt, and they threw our luggage off. But that's never happened to anybody before. So, winter tires, all-season tires. Anything to do with winter driving conditions, you've got an expert in. Let's use them up. Darren Bostonson from Sailin Tires. Anything else to do with your car, give us a call. Winter's coming. Get ready for it. This is Dave's Corner Garage with Alan Gelman and Darren Bostonson from Sailin Tire. We will be right back. Are you going to say what you said last week? You are. How you feeling? Electric.
Electrified.
Take that pill. It'll bring all the memories back. Back in a second. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. So, this is the day you got a chance. You got any concerns about the kind of tires you should be driving this winter, and what you should be doing about it. The man is in the chair. Darren Boston from Salem Tire and Alan Gelman in the other chair. It's all yours.
Exactly. And you guys have a new website, correct?
We do. Same web domain, SalemTires.ca.
Well, yeah, yeah. But we changed the address. We just put made it new.
We just reskinned it and some new features and benefits, I guess, if you will. So
now, of course, we talk about, you know, primarily road passenger car and light truck tires.
Correct.
But you guys have a full line of them big bruisers too, eh?
Yeah, medium truck, as they call them.
Uh-huh. And off the road.
And off the road as well, yeah. But that won't be on the website.
No, eh?
No.
Not the off the road?
No.
All right, so to stop you from getting off the road and trying to keep you on the asphalt, of course, we all think... did you think otherwise?
Don't look at me like that.
I'm a big believer in winter tires. And, you know, but it's funny. I put a set on my daughter's car, and she was just a beginner driver. And she called me up a few days later and said, "Dad, didn't you put winter tires on my car?" I said, "Yeah, I did, honey. Why?" She says, "You still slip a bit, eh?"
Oh, she thought they were
going to be like magic, and they melt the snow in front of the car. Now, of course, you know, what's the big difference? Now, we don't get a lot of snow in the city, which is a lot of excuses. A lot of people use that excuses. I don't really need them. But why
nice
do we need
jinx,
them?
By the way. Thank you for that.
Sorry?
Nice jinx. Now we're going to get a ton of snow now.
Well, generally we don't. And look, we had a whole bunch in November, which was craziness for a couple of weeks. We're just getting to the end of that initial surge, eh? I know the suppliers were all going crazy, and we'll get to that later, but there's certain sizes that are already not available.
Definitely.
But why do we need them even though we don't get that much snow?
Well, if you recall, years ago they used to call them snow tires, right? They were very luggy, open sight, chunky tires, right? Well, now they're called winter tires. So it's based more on temperature as opposed to snow. Obviously, they work better in the snow than in all season, but the big thing is temperature. So when you get down below 7 degrees, you're all seasons or summer and even worse, in a worst case scenario, starts to harden up. The rubber starts to get hard. And then when you get hard rubber, you don't get traction anymore.
Right. I mean, a lot of people liken it to a hockey puck, eh? A hockey puck is generally... it slides along the ice. It just keeps going and going. That's hard rubber.
Yes, exactly.
And if you use the softer compound, you wouldn't score as many goals?
Potentially. Well, your slap shots wouldn't be as fast, that's for sure.
It depends if you have a goal, too, so they can stop those.
Well, and the truth is, I mean, even when it snows, you know, we're not talking about snow-covered highways. We're talking about
slush
and just even a... you know, a film of ice we were talking before. And that's where that's the most difficult for the vehicle to stop, eh?
Definitely. And you hear a lot.
Why is that?
Why is what? Sorry.
Because it's slippery.
See? He's done it already.
why do all seasons slide more than winter?
Yeah. Thanks, Darren.
Well, typically it's the compounding and the tread design itself. So winter tires will have a lot of little siping in it, which gives it biting edges.
Right.
It also clears the water away as the tire goes through its footprint. All seasons don't have the same effect. And as I said, the compounding, the rubber stays soft and supple where the all seasons get harder.
So if you remember, Steve, in the old days, the tire sort of looked like waffles, eh? Like big blocks.
Yeah.
And we don't have that anymore. In fact, if you look at them, you see like a million little slits.
Yep.
And those are the sipes that
those
he's talking
sipes,
about.
Yep.
So do you see, this is somebody who wrote in right now, are there such things as... and don't laugh because this is a listener. Low profile winter tires.
Yes, there's low pro winter tires for sure.
Now, how are they as susceptible to getting blown out when hitting a pothole as they would be in a normal tire?
Definitely. No matter what tire you run, winter or all season, if you start going lower profile, you run risks of having more issues hitting potholes, etc. That's why a lot of people,
for example, if you have
size up or size down, right?
Exactly. But I mean, you're going to maintain the circumference of it, the whole package.
Yeah.
But you're talking about going from, let's say, a 40 series tire, which is the percentage of the sidewall, to like a 60, which gives you a lot more room in terms of hitting some irregularity in the road.
Layman question here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're saying size up.
Size down more so.
Okay.
So if you want to, if you have 19-inch tire, excuse me, a 19-inch tire on your vehicle for all season, you might want to go down to a 17-inch rim. Right.
Okay.
So that allows you more sidewall. And like Al said, keep the same outside diameter.
That's interesting.
We got a caller who's got a question about tires.
We
got
to take one. Are we getting Darren Duncan before we go to break? Okay, let's see if we can get a question
answered. All right, we got Wayne in Scarborough who's got a question about winter tires. Wayne, what can we do for you?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to ask you guys about these, what they call all-weather tires.
Uh-huh.
Are they a good medium between?
They're definitely a good medium between. It gives you a blend of all-season and winter, but they're definitely subpar all-season and they're subpar winter. So
there's still a trade-off is what you're saying.
Always a trade-off. Always a trade-off.
Yeah. But does Salen sell the... In this type of tire?
Yep. It's called the 4S. You can go on our website. Yeah, 4S.
Okay.
For a season, if you will.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like Frankie Valli.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can go on our website. It's somewhat limited sizing, but we do have those.
And what's your website for the listener?
SalenTire.ca.
There you go.
SalenTire.ca. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Gentlemen.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to take lots more calls. The lines are starting to fill up. Mr. Gilman?
I'm thinking we could do like Frankie Valli, sailing, sailing, baby, sailing.
You're a drummer, right?
Oh, sailing, baby.
Stay a drummer.
Obviously.
Can you come out tonight?
Please. We're going to lose everybody in about a matter of a second. Dave's Corner Garage without Frankie Valli, thank God. And more stuff about what you should be using for your rubbers for the wintertime. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, the day before this apparent new storm we're going to get. But
Snowmageddon. That's a new one, eh?
No.
You see the snow they have in Albuquerque, New Mexico?
No, what kind?
1.5 feet of snow in like 12 hours.
Wow.
That's America. Keep it down there. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Is this supposed to be that big of a storm tomorrow?
Nah, it's like 10 centimeters and maybe some freezing rain. The occasional 80-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily show up. All right, we were talking before the break about... We had a question about four-season tires or an all-weather tire as opposed to an all-season tire.
Yes.
It gets confusing. And you said it is a trade-off, right?
Absolutely.
So it's not as good as a dedicated winter tire.
Nor as good as a dedicated all-season. Typically, your mileage is going to be less because when you look at the tread design of typical four-season, half of it's kind of a winter tire that's siped out. The other half is non-siped. So you're splitting it in half, basically.
You know, we're doing this show live, though, from Liberty Village, and if we look out the windows, what do you see? You see condos everywhere.
Yes.
And the issue that people who live in condos have is that they have nowhere to store the second set of tires.
Correct.
Right?
That's me.
Okay, yeah. And that's why I have no problem selling these four-season tires.
Nope.
You know what? People ask me, if it just so happens that their summer tires are just about worn and they don't have winter tires... I'm going, you know, how much do you drive? Because obviously, you know, a winter tire will wear quicker. And I'm guessing in certain cases, the all-season tire, the four-season tire will wear a little faster too.
Definitely.
But, if you don't drive a ton and you don't drive crazy and you don't have a place to store tires, well, that's why I think this fits the bill.
It's definitely a good alternative for that, for sure. And if you're not leaving the city, as we know, the city doesn't get near as much snow. If you're going outside the city, you might not want to go that route.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're in a condo, you don't have any place to store it. It might be the way to go. But you also got to keep in mind that a lot of the dealers will offer storage as well for winter or all season tires. So there's another alternative there. You have to pay for it, obviously.
Right.
But you don't have to necessarily store them at home.
The other negative too. I think you're trying to talk about price, right?
Yes, that was going to.
Well,
you
see,
go ahead.
When you put the four-season tires on, you're putting them on your existing rims, okay? So you don't necessarily have to buy another set of wheels anymore.
Correct.
So that works fine.
Yep. And you don't necessarily have to either doing winter to all season.
Correct.
It just makes more sense. It's a lot easier for changing them over.
Exactly.
Damage,
like we were talking earlier about the low profile tires.
Yes.
You know, which are 40, 45 series that are so hard to change. In fact, a lot of times the tire and wheel can be damaged when you're changing them.
It does happen for sure.
So better off to invest in steel wheels. In a lot of cases, you know, you can buy a steel wheel for $75, $80.
Yes.
You know, per.
Yeah.
And down the road, when you whack one of them,
they can stand up to a lot more of the potholes.
Well, no, what I meant was they're way cheaper.
Oh yeah, to replace them if you really hit
replace.
Them hard. Yeah,
yeah, because a lot of people don't realize. I mean, Steve, you drive a Honda. I have a rim there. I have to show you. This belonged to a lady that whacked it last year, and between the tire and wheel, it was $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aluminum rim.
Yeah. Aluminum factory wheel can be $700, $800
easily. Yes.
And then the tire.
Yeah.
I was going to buy one of those things, some sets from Canadian Tire. You know, you buy those plastic things for your rims.
Oh, like the covers?
The hubcaps.
Yeah.
The covers on
always,
the seal?
They always fall off.
Yeah.
They well, crack.
They yeah, that's not necessarily not. I would just leave them steel.
Yeah, I got the Warriors.
Yeah, you know, I think ugly it's okay. As sin. But it's funny, but I think people are so used to seeing that now. It's sort of a badge of pride. They go, yeah, you see them ugly wheels? They're my winter
they're
wheels.
They're my winters.
Yeah,
yes,
and I put them on. Although, as you say, you can buy the wheel covers, which aren't terribly good. No. But at the same time, they have these amazing things called zip ties, okay?
What's a zip tie?
A zip tie is like a little plastic or nylon zip thing.
Ah.
And you use those to hold on your ugly hubcaps.
Yeah. And of course they don't because you hit a bump.
No, they work great. Yeah. No, they work great, except that if you get a flat, you better make sure you have a pair of scissors or
something
to cut them off.
Definitely.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We got calls about taking them for winter tires, what kind of tire you should use, and what you should do if you get ready for the winter time that's coming in.
And we got a special guest coming up.
We're going to be talking
break.
To Dave McLean from the Auto Show. Some cool stuff coming up. And your calls throughout the hour. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage on the morning here in Liberty Village. And don't forget, this is the last weekend for you to register to win our winter prize. Dave'sCornerGarage.com. Go on it. You'll see the website. It'll explain everything to you. Camera 42 over to Alan Gilman.
Exactly. You win tires, you win a spritz, and you win a dry generator.
A dry generator nice. As opposed to a wet one.
So you don't have to show your age of majority card.
No, you don't.
Okay.
So you're safe.
Coming up in February, of course, we've got the Canadian International Auto Show. And on the line, we have Dave McLean with us. Dave, how are you doing today?
Wow, just great, gentlemen. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. And things are lining up. You've got some new exhibits happening this year. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, this is probably the most challenging time of the year for us because, you know, we're working with manufacturers trying to figure out exactly what they're going to be doing, what sort of hype and excitement they're going to be presenting to consumers. You know, we've got all kinds of contracts to put together with sponsors and some of the peripheral programs at the auto show. And then, of course, the most important job is getting all of the content locked down that that we include, in, whether it be in Auto Exotica or in our Classics collection. Or some of the new features that are evolving, and I say that evolving within the marketplace.
So I'm guessing most manufacturers know themselves what they're bringing, but you have to find other exhibitors yourself, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know what? You think so, but there's still a lot of things that happen that, you know, last minute. Like sometimes there's not confirmation of specific vehicles until early January. I know we've got a few things that we're waiting for, and you know, we're going into December as of tomorrow, Monday, you know, so we're still waiting to hear from manufacturers. And in most cases, there in the past, there was an embargo until after Detroit. But this year, with no Detroit happening in January, we're hoping for a little bit more breathing space.
Well, last week, we were talking primarily Fords, of course, and the new Ford Mustang was exhibited in the L.A. Auto Show. Do you know if you're going to be having it?
Don't know yet. We haven't received confirmation. I would suspect that there's a good chance, but until we get confirmation, I just don't know.
Dave, we had some people writing in on our Facebook. They went to your website, autoshow.ca, and they saw this thing coming up called Rock the Road Raffle. What's that all about?
Right. Well, that's the Trillium Automobile Dealers Association support Prostate Cancer Canada, and every year they make a donation to Prostate Cancer Canada, tied in with the auto show. But prior to, they allow them to sell raffle tickets and build up money that goes towards battling against this horrible disease. And we've had all kinds of different vehicles in the past. We've had Audi involved. This year we've got two Toyota Supras, so two are always better than one.
Ooh, they're nice models. I like the look of those things this year.
So it's going to be a great prize package that one raffle ticket will win, worth over $150,000.
So hang on, is there two winners or one guy wins both cars?
One person, male or female.
Wow.
There you go,
that's
Al.
That's amazing.
Al, you're not allowed to enter. Sorry.
You better give me his deal on insurance, too, though. That's going to be a killer, eh?
Yeah. Issue this year, yeah.
That'll be great. And now, the tickets are on sale, so how do people go about getting your tickets early?
Well, early bird tickets are on sale right now, and if you buy tickets before December 31st, you can enjoy a 25% savings. Of course, the best way to figure out anything about the auto show is to go to autoshow.ca, and of course, you can sign up to be part of our member or guest list. We've got a lot of people that are just begging for auto show information, and we'll send you regular updates as to what's happening, what's planned at the auto show. But go to autoshow.ca for all of your information, and you'll see as we lock down content and news from manufacturers and special features, we'll be posting it right there.
Well, that's great. So we can get the latest and greatest news. That's super.
Yep.
Or it's supra.
Supra. Oh, very good.
Not bad.
Where's my drums?
Dave, have a great weekend. Thanks for taking the time to call in, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Dave McLean from the Toronto International Auto Show coming up in February. Always a great show.
Maybe we should do a contest, and for the guy who wins the two Supras, we can get winter tires for him.
If he drives them in the winter. I guess one will be for winter, one will be for summer.
Why not?
Yeah. That would be good. That would be good. Do people have is there often a predicament where someone can't get specific sizes for their car?
For winter tires?
Yeah, for winters.
Yeah, because there's, you know, there's limited stock to some degree. People, you know, we've got to guess every year at, you know, what's you know, we bring in and what the dealers bring in. So you do run into some outages here and there from time to time. That definitely happens.
Now, but for example, too, what I found is that even though your car calls for a specific size, you can substitute.
You can substitute, yeah. So as long as you try to keep the OD the same, and as you know, a lot of cars now are all-wheel drive.
Yes.
So it's very imperative that you keep the same OD.
Yes, as a matter of fact, too, and I had a customer, we had two incidents this week where someone said that they got a new car and someone gave them their old wheels and didn't realize that even though they were both cars were 17-inch, that different manufacturers use different bolt patterns on their wheels.
They do. It'd be nice if everything was standardized, but that unfortunately is not the case.
Exactly. So best to check, you know. And the same, the other thing too is, you know, I had someone, I'm not going to mention his name because I'm sure he feels terrible. He looked all over.
Go ahead. Come
no,
on.
No. He looked all over Kijiji for winter tires.
And used.
Yes. Yeah. And thought he got a score because he bought tires and wheels for, I'm thinking he spent $400.
Okay.
But then when I went to put him on, he went, "So what do you figure? I got three more years?" And I'm going, "One?"
Yeah, okay. There wasn't much meat left on them.
No, of course. The people selling them are going, use only one season.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what you're buying, you know, you're buying a pig and a poke.
Yeah, one season. How many kilometers in that one season?
Right, and right. You don't get money back guarantee on Kijiji.
No, usually not.
A pig and a poke.
Buyer beware.
All right, we got a question about from Tony, who lives in Brampton right now, but he's moving to Orillia. What's the deal there, Tony?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I in 2 weeks from now I'm going to be moving to Orillia, Ontario.
Uh-huh.
And I'm curious, is there a Salen tire dealer in Orillia that I can get winter tires from?
I'm not sure. I don't think we have one in Orillia, but we do have in Barrie.
Oh, Barrie,
which isn't too far for you.
No, it's not a half hour.
Yep.
And by the way, how do you spell Salen?
Sailun.
Okay, just like it sounds.
Yeah, Salen with
Salen.
The U-N.
All right.
Yep. Plus, you're not, Tony, you're not that far from, like, your depot. In he's not that far from Brampton to where you're located.
Right, but we don't sell end users, we sell dealers.
I see.
There's a guy named
we're
Tony.
We're a wholesale distributor.
There's a guy named Tony there who sells them out the back door, but people don't know.
That's
it's
true.
All on the QT, though.
Okay,
eh?
So yes, now I have both.
Did you want to tell us something, Steve, that you found out?
Shut up. Now I've got both Al and Darren selling me underneath the bus. Tony, so forget what I just said because I'll get a lawsuit soon.
All right.
But anyways, when are you moving to Orillia?
On the 14th of December.
Oh, you're going to be close to Rama.
5 minutes.
Is that why you're moving close to Orillia?
I'm getting out of Dodge City.
I don't blame you, buddy. Yeah, I don't blame you. Thanks for your call, and have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Now, question. If Tony here is going to be in Orillia, I don't know if that's specifically a snow belt. But
yeah, I would consider it snowbelt. Yeah.
Do you ever get out of the city outside of the summertime? I'm going north.
You know Torontonians, right?
He's like, Al, in the summertime, I'm going north. Where? Lake Simcoe.
Lake Simcoe.
So you would suggest a dedicated winter tire rather than an all-weather.
Definitely up there, yeah. You get, as you know, anywhere, once you get past King Road and that up there, that's a snowbelt.
The nice thing too is that the winter tires these days aren't quite as noisy as the old days.
No, they're comfortable ride. They're definitely more quiet.
Different ride too. That's what we were talking about in the green and white room.
Yep.
It's a different ride than a regular tire.
Yep.
Why are you smiling, Gilman? Come on, go ahead. You haven't done it to me at least in 38 minutes.
Well, you know what? As it happens, you know, you talk about the ride quality. My wife has an Affinity, and
for what?
No, oh, not an affinity, an infinity. And it's got these, hot looking wheels and tires for the summer that are so uncomfortable. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, they're like
low profile.
They happen to be what do you call it? A run flat.
Oh, the run flat's even worse.
And it's so hard to drive. And I prefer to drive her car with the winter tires because we have downsized.
Yep.
And have the bigger sidewall and
a little more soft, softer ride.
Way softer,
not as harsh.
Yeah.
Do you lose much more tread if you don't change your winter tires and ride them through the winter time? Ride into the summertime.
It's not definitely they're going to wear off a lot faster because, like I said, they're meant to be in below minus seven. The big problem is your stopping distance is going to be hampered dramatically by running winters in the summer.
An interesting stat about the provinces and who buys the most amount of winter tires.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised reading it this week. Overall, Canada is 76% people use winter tires, which is, you know, crazy considering what, you know, 5-6 years ago, even 8 years ago, you were talking in the 60s. Right. So it's increased a lot.
Well, because you know what? When I think too, but when vehicles went to front wheel drive,
yes,
you know, that natural setup is going to be better anyways.
To pull you through, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The big concern, my big concern is not so much getting started, it's stopping.
Of course.
Because that's what you have to do abruptly.
Uh-huh.
Right? You can start at your own speed, but you have to stop abruptly when there's
my concern
in front
is because they drive so bleeping close to you.
That's another concern for sure.
You got to make sure the person behind you, you hope to God they've got winter tires on.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you have winters and they don't, chances are they're going to be
and there are,
up your
you
butt.
Know, despite how cold it may become, there are more birds flying around. When you get somebody behind you, it's one of the what are they called? The flipping birds?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
the
yeah,
flipping
yeah.
birds.
Yeah.
now, Steve, you talked about living out west for a while. Not everybody plows the same way either. Eh?
No, Winnipeg, they used sand or grit like they do in Scotland. And you had ice lanes, basically.
Yes. So, in other words, you're not driving on dry pavement.
No, it's basically like
snowpack.
A toboggan slide.
Snowpack.
And they were telling us back then that you should take a little more air out of your tires when it got that cold. Otherwise, boom.
What happened?
They blow up.
Really?
Well, we had a case in point where you keep it whatever the PSI or whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Pressure.
Pounds per square inch.
Thank you, Dad. Okay. Thank you very much for that lesson, son.
Make a note.
So my pounds per square inch were obviously smaller than they are now. And we put in a little bit too much air, and it was minus 40 without the wind, and the tire blew.
And you put more air? Really?
No, after that, it was done.
I'm surprised. I've never heard of that.
Well, it happened.
Really? I think Steve hit a pothole.
I think there was damage to the tire, obviously.
Yeah,
so.
It's only 12 years ago. I'll phone in the garage back.
You still want to maintain the pressure that the car requires, because like I said, the pressure holds the weight, not the tire. You still want to maintain that same pressure regardless of winter or all.
See, because Dave said you should lower the pressure a little bit.
If you lower the pressure, you affect the footprint of the tire by raising or lowering the pressure. So you want maximum footprint. So as you raise or lower it, you're losing that maximum footprint.
And in the side of your door in your car,
yes.
Yep.
Do you have winter settings? And
no.
That would be a good idea.
No. Okay, enough of your hot air. Seriously. Seriously. Okay.
I'll just put some PSIs towards you.
If you're driving in the spring, you should be using the following air
pressure. Okay, I have an affinity. I have an affinity to cut you off right here.
Well, there's winter air and summer air.
Okay,
so
don't you
be
get together with him. This is ridiculous.
And after the break, we can talk about nitrogen.
All right. This is Off the Rails once again. Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with more PSIs right after this.
Don't pull my finger.
Are you electric or
don't
what?
Don't pull my finger. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, we're back with an affinity and controls on our PSIs and footprint. I'm learning all these things, a new glossary. Dave's Corner Garage with Darren Boston from Salem Tire and Alan Gilman.
You know, a lot of people aren't familiar with, like the last caller said, how do you spell it? They're not familiar with Salem.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not a major brand, obviously. The Michelin, Bridgestone, Goodyears of the world, right? Everybody knows those.
Right. And if you go to the website, I think this was quite interesting. I mean, we talk about how Salem tires can save you money because the cost of them is generally less than your first line tires.
Absolutely, a lot less.
And yeah, sometimes you can venture almost half. I mean, if you're talking about a list price on a Michelin, for example.
For sure.
Now, of course... yes, they cost less. Do they work as well as? Well, if you go to these videos, you guys have videos online, right?
We do, yep.
And what can they see there?
Well, they could see some of the testing we've done. There's actually a video there right now. I think one of our guys was on CP24 talking about one of the specific models.
Right.
The best thing to do, and a lot of the tires, as you know, have a 30-day trial, is try them out, right? Like, it's we very rarely, if at all, have ever had anybody come back and say, take them off, I want something else.
But you mean if I put four tires on and I'm not totally crazy about them, you'll refund my money?
On certain models, yes, we have 30-day money-back guarantee.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you know, I've been reading online about the one brand is the Inspire. What's that one all about?
Well, it's an all-season tire, covers a gamut of sizes. It's one of our newer ones, so it's very quiet. It's with the testing that we've done, is it's actually surpassed, or it's equaled or surpassed the major brands.
Yeah, and what I really like about the testing is, if you watch it, what they do is they scrub the names off the sides of the tires.
Yes.
So people can't go in expecting that, you know, like they don't know what they've got on the car.
Yeah, we don't want a preconceived notion. You know, the head can play a lot with this type of stuff. So we wouldn't ask them, because a lot of times we have dealers that they can tell just by the tread design what tire it is. So we even ask them not to really look at the tread design,
Just drive the car and tell us how it feels. Now, those tests were done primarily for winter driving.
In some cases, we've done winter and summer as well.
And at the end of the day, you know, that Saillant tire, whether it be the Ice Blazer or something along those lines, it compared to the Pirelli, compared to the Michelin, compared to all those first lines.
Yep, for sure.
You know, 30 days is great to try it out, because you don't know. You know, it's a different kind of ride.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's going to be different. There's no question about it. I mean, I think the question more is, did it perform as well as, or, you know,
right,
how are you going to compare it to?
And like I said, for the most people, you know, unless you're driving on the track or you're driving some high-end sports car.
Cayuga.
Yeah, people, you'll never tell the difference.
What's the other brand that you have? Is it called the Arezzo?
Or the Atrezzo?
Atrezzo.
Yeah, that's the model. Yeah, the model line.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's a nice tire.
We talked about the 30-day guarantee, but you guys are one of the only companies that still offer a road hazard warranty, right?
We do, yes.
And how does that work?
So basically, if you, you know, as you know, typically road hazard, you hit something, you damage a tire, you get a big spike through it, et cetera. So it usually happens when you know, in the first little while of the tire. So it's a free replacement for the first 25%.
Free replacement. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Y'all hear that?
Yep.
You get a free tire.
Yeah.
Yeah, because especially too, and I don't know why they've changed, but I remember in the old days, you know, if you got a flat tire, you'd hear it and you pull over and it'd be okay and you'd fix it and you'd be on
your
way.
No, you wouldn't say okay. You would say something else
there'd
first.
There'd be some other words, words, but
but what I find now, and maybe because it's the sidewall, maybe it's that, but I find a lot of times now, by the time someone stopped after sort of realizing they had a flat, the tire's ruined. They can't fix it.
Well, typically, because of the low profile, you don't feel it as much as you would in the larger profiles when you get a flat.
Like
there's a big difference from going up, you know, you're 3-4 inches up off the ground down to, you know, 1 inch. But when you're 2 inches above the ground with this low profile, now you drop to one. Those also have stiffer sidewalls. It's a wider tire. So some people don't feel the effect as much. That's why we have TPMS.
TPMS.
Yeah.
Standing for?
Tire Pressure Monitoring System.
So now we got TPMS, PSI.
PSI.
And our favorite one is RTFM.
Exactly.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. That's DCG.com. And if you want to find out more while we're going to break, go to SaillantTire.ca with lots of video on there and some great content as you get ready for this god-awful thing called winter, which is coming soon.
Snowmageddon.
Yeah. And because you're feeling what today?
Electrified.
All right. We're back with more calls and some content from Saillant Tire with Darren Bostons. Right after this, stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and for people who are writing in on Facebook, we will be back to Facebook Live next week, so we're all going to have to shower and shave. And
isn't that where you enter the contest?
You can also enter the contest, on Facebook.com.
Because it's finished tomorrow, eh?
Well, we're going to keep it going until the middle of next week, and then we'll pull the winner out and announce it on Saturday. So, Facebook Live is on next week, but for now, you can go to Dave'sCornerGarage.com. No PSIs, no TPS. And register to win.
Well, TPMS.
Make it again, Al. It's good. You're a broadcaster.
Tire pressure monitoring system. A lot of cars do have them nowadays.
Yes.
They're not legal. They're not, you don't legally need them here in Canada, do you?
No.
Okay. No.
But most, like any car made after 2015 has them for the most part.
Right, because, you know, they're made for the American market. I think in the United States, it is law that you have to have them.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure.
And that is why, yes, you have to have them.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
If for a person who's driving around all the time, is there any kind of gadget they can use to measure how much tread they've gone through and to know when you should start getting rid of your tire?
Well, there's you can use a tread depth gauge, which you can buy at some, you know, Canadian Tire stores like that, which you put into the void and you drop a pin down into it. It's
right.
Like a little pin that comes out of the sleeve and it'll tell you how many 30 seconds are left.
This is radio. People can't see what you're doing.
I know.
But I get it.
This is habit. The space in between the grooves. Yeah.
But the best bet is there's wear bars on all tires.
Right.
In the first void. That's at 230 seconds, and they're at the at each quadrant of the tire.
Oh, okay.
So if you run your hands through the first void, you'll feel that little bump there, and there's four of them around the tire. When it hits that, your tire is done.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Did you know that, Alan?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a smart tushy, aren't you?
Well,
I had a question for you because we had people writing in.
Okay.
Okay, so you had mentioned that after 100 kilometers, when you've got your winter tires on, you should take your tires back because you got to get your bolts tightened.
Well, it wasn't me, but what the heck? We can talk about that, certainly.
Yep. Retorque.
Yeah, it's a good idea to have your wheels retorqued. And it's also same thing in the spring, Steve, when you put your summer tires back on.
Any change.
Anytime you have that wheel off the hub or you've taken it off the car,
yep.
It's a good thing to, after it's been put on and you've driven it for a week or so, go back and have those wheels retorqued. In most cases, you're going to find that they are fine, but
it's more of a check as opposed to a retorque, really, at the end of the day.
Well, exactly. But you are checking to see that
they're properly secured.
Exactly. Because we had last week or the week before.
Every week there's a truck with tires.
Yeah,
coming.
We saw our pal, Mr. Schmidt, there talking about being on the side of the 400 and wheels and tires coming off.
Very dangerous.
Do you have any theory in terms of why it's happening more now than it used to? That was a test, by the way.
No, I know. You don't see it too
Money's
often.
On you to get this right, buddy.
You see it more with a medium truck, right? Or commercial vehicles.
Okay.
Because their tires are coming on and off more often. Wintertime is you can have more issues because a lot of times the tires are done on the side of the road or
okay.
in the yard and they lay the rims down.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of ice or moisture gets on there. They torque it up. When the tire, when all the equipment starts to heat up as it goes down the road, that ice melts. Now you've got a gap. Right. So you can that can happen. Is it happening more now than before? I don't think so. I think we're just hearing about it more now.
Well, sure, because everybody has
it's newsworthy, right?
They have a telephone with a camera in it.
Yeah.
You know,
and there's more people, you know, like in the years ago it would happen out in the middle of nowhere, the tires
right.
fly off and no one even hear about it or even know what happened.
Yeah, so if you've had your winter tires put on maybe a month ago, take them back to your garage, your mechanic and get
for
your
sure,
things
for
taken.
Sure, for sure. If you're driving and you go something don't sound right.
Yes, or feel right.
Or feel right.
Yeah.
Don't leave it. Like, just go back and see.
Absolutely.
Your mechanic or your tire technician is going to be more than happy to help you out. He's going to, better do that than have an accident.
Err on the side of caution.
Exactly.
Yep.
Speaking of air, summer air, winter air, Steve, what's the difference?
I thought you were going to say blowing air, and that would have smacked you in your...
He prefers summer air.
Yeah, I prefer the Affinity or TPSI or...
Speaking of hot air.
All right. Listen, thanks everybody for calling in and listening. Go to salinttire.ca, and you can find out more information about the kind of tires you may want to look at, especially with the roadside hazard warranty. It's great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Darren.
No problem. Thanks, gentlemen.
See you later.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.